AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is still no sign of Robert Card in Maine, the man accused of shooting and killing 18 people in Lewiston.
I will tell you that it's going to be easy to think, well, how come, what's taking him so long to work these scenes, right?
The search so far has focused on a large property belonging to one of Card's relatives nearby in Bowdoin, Maine. State Public Safety Director Mike Soschuk says this isn't an easy process.
We have to take our time. We're going to be processing every square inch of these facilities. Not only do you have the victims in question, but every one of those rounds that got fired need to be investigated.
People in Lewiston remain behind locked doors. It's the same in cities as far as 50 miles from the scenes of the shootings. Schools in Lewiston and Portland and public buildings in Portland remain closed today. U.S. fighter jets launched airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder says it's retaliation for drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases.
I think we've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops, and we will take all necessary measures to protect our forces and our interests overseas.
Meantime, a senior Iranian envoy met with Hamas representatives in Moscow following talks with Russian diplomats. The Commerce Department says an inflation gauge, closely monitored by the Federal Reserve, shows consumer prices went up last month, but so did consumer spending. It shows a surprisingly resilient consumer, willing to spend enough to power the economy, even in the face of persistent inflation and high interest rates. Survivors of the Category 5 storm, Otis, that killed at least 27 people and devastated Mexico's resort city of Acapulco, are getting desperate amid a slow government response, worrying the focus will remain on repairing infrastructure for the city's economic engine of tourism instead of helping the neediest. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding steadier on Wall Street following an encouraging report from Amazon and some mixed readings on the economy. The S&P 500 was 0.1% higher Friday. The index is coming off its ninth loss in 11 days and its lowest level in 5 months. The Dow was down 79 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.8% higher. Treasury yields were holding relatively steady following a mixed report on inflation, consumer spending, and incomes. Wall Street is still expecting the Federal Reserve to hold interest rates steady at its meeting next week. Amazon rose almost 8% after reporting strong revenue and profits in the summer months. Amazon cited growth in online sales and its advertising business. Ford fell more than 9% after its latest earnings came up short of forecasts. Seth Soutell, New York.
Tokyo's Shibuya district is raising alarm about unruly Halloween celebrations by even caging landmark statues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.